We're still on the series Don't Come Down. This is the third of it right now. And we told you that it came from the story of Nehemiah in Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 3, when Tobiah, Sambalat and Geshem raised opposition against him and insisting that he comes down. And he says to them, I can't come down. I don't want the great work I'm doing to cease. Please, I don't care who you are out there. No matter the pressure you are going through right now, don't come down. Refuse to drop your destiny purpose. Please don't forget, there's no great destiny journey without opposition. And the easiest journey of life is downhill. Don't come down. Whatever the opposition, God is on your side. He will make sure that you succeed. We define coming down as violating your standards. Never reduce your principles in order to accommodate some foolish, unprincipled people. Please don't come down. We say coming down means to moderate your dreams. Never clip your eagle's wings in order to keep company with ducks and turkeys. Always keep dreaming big. We say to come down means to submit to distractions. Never make an issue of what shouldn't be an issue. Whatever attracts your attention will distract you. So stay on top. Don't come down. How do you guarantee that you don't come down? We said to you in the first episode, value the greatness of your destiny. God has made you great. Value it. In the second episode, we told you, understand the consequence of your absence. If you are not there, many people get hurt. Don't come down. And in this episode, realize the place of your opposition. Please listen to me. The people that are trying to bring you down are not up to your level. Only someone at your back can backbite you, according to Papa Idohosa. Please, only someone who has nothing to live for makes opposition to others his reason for living. Only someone who has nothing to live for makes opposition to others his reason to living. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt, she made a statement, she said, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. So which one do you belong to? And you can actually see where your opposition belongs. Busy discussing people, never mind the mindless. Never mind the mindless. Theodore Roosevelt said, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of this could have done them better. He said the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly. I want you to know that the credit belongs to you if you keep fighting. Never submit to defeat. Question is this. Where is this man trying to pull you down standing? Look at Tobiah, Sambalat and Geshem coming to pull Nehemiah down. The man that's trying to pull you down, the woman trying to pull you down in your business, in your marriage, in your career, in the ministry, where are they standing? Number one, they are outside the circle of your dreams. Your dream is your dream. Don't let another man take your dream away. A man not called to you will not be committed to you. Don't let another man take your dream away. You know, in 1 John chapter 2 verse 19, he said they went away because they are not part of us. If they are part of us, they will stay with us. I'm not just talking about church. I'm talking about relationship. I'm talking about business connection. Please, don't let somebody stepping away take you down. Don't come down. When you are building, there are scaffolds. Scaffolds are not pillars. Scaffolds serve their purpose. And scaffolds are removed and the pillars stand. Don't come down. Secondly, the person that is trying to bring you down may be under the influence of a lying or envious spirit. So just let it go. Don't come down. Look at Tobiah, Sambalat and Geshem. They're under the influence of an envious spirit and they just wanted to subdue Nehemiah. Don't come down, sir. Don't come down, ma. Your destiny purpose will become a reality. And please never let another person's negative opinion of you turn out better to become your reality. If they say you're going to fail and you lose ground and you lose direction and you get distracted and you fail, well, their word has become prophecy. Don't come down. Thirdly, listen to me. The man that's opposing you is cutting the judgment of your destiny maker. He's cutting the judgment of your dream maker. So why are you bothered? He's going to face the trouble of God. Why do you want to come down? Forget all this issue of somebody is trying to bewitch me, somebody is trying to fight me, somebody is trying to destroy me. The man that is trying to destroy you is about to destroy himself. In Psalm chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4, David said, why do they hear the rage? Why do the people imagine eventing? He said, why are they gathering against the Lord and against his anointed? He said, he that sits on the throne in heaven will laugh at them. He said, the Lord will hold them in derision. He said, the Lord will roar against them. The Lord will destroy them. Listen, the man trying to kill you, God will destroy them. So calm down. He said, they shall surely gather, but not of him. And whatever gathers against you, they shall fall for your sake. You, don't come down. Don't fall for their sake. Let them fall for your sake. Stand your ground. You say, Pastor, how do I make sure I stand? Stand with God. If you are not yet born again, give your heart to Jesus. He will strengthen you. And if you are born again, please let your connection to your destiny matter be solid. Build it around the covenant. Walk with him in the excitement of kingdom purpose. Don't lose sight of who you are in God. Make sacrifice in the house of God. Get into the word of God and fortify your inner man against opposition. The only way the pressure outside can squeeze you dead and squeeze you down is if the inner pressure is not bigger than the pressure outside. So build yourself in God, and whatever is outside cannot affect you. When you encounter God, you encounter destiny. And when you encounter his grace, no disgrace can come to your destiny. You are blessed.